Rainmaker FM.
Copyblogger FM is brought to you by StudioPress, the industry standard for premium WordPress themes and plugins. Built on the Genesis framework, StudioPress delivers state-of-the-art SEO tools, beautiful and fully responsive design, airtight security, instant updates, and much more. If you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why more than 190,000 website owners trust StudioPress. Go to rainmaker.fm/studiopress. That's rainmaker.fm/studiopress. Well, hey there, it is excellent to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone. I am the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital, and I like to hang out with the folks who do the heavy lifting over on the Copyblogger blog. You can always pick up extra links, resources, show notes by going to copyblogger.fm in your browser. That will also get you to the complete archive for the show. So welcome back after the Christmas break. It is excellent to see you again. I missed you madly. I hope you had a great little break during the time away. And today, of course, it's a New Year episode, so we're going to talk about New Year, New You, resolutions, all that stuff. And this is the time of year when we all decide collectively that we are going to be entirely different people. So we are no longer going to eat any sugar, and we are no longer going to dribble our lives away getting into fights with, you know, racist people's uncles on Facebook. And we're going to floss every day, and we're going to exercise, and we're going to think charitable thoughts, and we're going to be completely different, more shiny and virtuous human beings. Except, as you know, and I know, yeah, no, we won't. So I'm not saying that we never, you know, get to recreate ourselves, or that we never do create a new you. We never recreate ourselves, reimagine ourselves. It does happen. It happens gradually. You know, it happens cell by cell. It happens over time. Sudden change is typically associated with trauma. And your brain, you know, normally actually kind of correctly is terrified of it. So real change, lasting change, true deep change very rarely comes from these New Year style resolutions, these all or nothing promises we make to ourselves. And, you know, we're breaking them sometime around January 3rd, January 4th. Now, it certainly has been known to happen that we make big changes all at once, but it's rare and often it's not by choice. And that's really not what we're about. The other thing I happen to dislike about this whole new year, new you kind of message is that it rests on an assumption that the old you just ain't cutting it. And in 2017, I really think that for most of us, that's exactly the wrong approach. So do be useful, do be interesting, and do respect your fellow human beings. So, you know, kind of get the bases covered. And then from there, let go of all this nonsense about trying to be some kind of plastic, perfect human being. Because not only are you not going to get there, but nobody actually wants it anyway. So I hereby give you permission to quit trying to fix everything that's wrong with you. Fix, you know, if you're not useful, interesting, or you don't respect your fellow humans, fix one of those three. Other than that, let's work with what you've got and try and make it better. So you might remember middle last month, I kicked off something on the Copyblogger blog that I grandiosely called the 2017 Content Excellence Challenge. And this is a combination of writing prompts and then habit prompts. And the design here is to get all of us with a better skill set for 2017 and a better set of habits or practices so that we can produce more work, get more done, and just be happier with how things are going. So this week, we're going to start our first official prompts. In December, we had some to kind of play with, noodle around with, because it was December and December is nuts for most of us. This week, we're going to start our first official prompts for January. So our writing prompts for this month are going to be around headlines. Now, you probably already know this, even if you've never seen any kind of official stats, but most content on the web, on social media, etc., is shared without being read. So on one hand, this is horrible. But on the other hand, it's not as horrible as you think it is. What happens when content gets shared without being read is somebody looks at it, they make a snap judgment. This looks useful. It looks like it would probably be kind of interesting. And they share it. They might share it with a friend. They might, you know, email it to a friend, or more typically, they share it on social media. They might even read a sentence or two, but a lot of times that's all they do. What that allows is it allows your content to surf along from slightly interested person to slightly interested person until it finds your perfect person. So it's only depressing if you're counting on every single person that shares it having read it, you know, thoughtfully and carefully and perhaps made a few notes. You know, we know that's not really happening, but it does find the perfect person for that piece of content. It is actually a pretty good way to locate that person who is really resonating with what you have to say, really resonating with the kind of problem that you solve. So it seems depressing at first, but it's actually kind of a cool way. The content, you know, sort of pinballs around the web until it finds the person that it's meant for. But that will not happen if you suck at headlines. Good headlines are essential to allowing this to happen, to allowing that content to surf along until it finds the exact perfect person. It also does cool things like it makes it more likely that somebody will click on your article if they're doing a Google search and you end up on the page, but maybe not at the top of the page. And it makes it easier if you wanted to run some advertising to your content. People are more likely to click on it. In 2017, we need decent headlines on our content. Now, I've got a couple of don'ts before we get to the do's. The first don't is don't create misleading headlines. Don't create, you know, clickbait, fake news, baloney. Do not write headlines that are not supported by the actual content because it's lame and it's cheap and it's weak. Also related to this, don't actually write fake news, right? Don't write lies. Don't say things that are false. We are in enough trouble as it is, so please, everybody, let's respect reality. But when you are writing something that's worth reading or creating a podcast that's worth listening to, I want you to put a really solid, interesting, compelling headline on it. Because good work should get a wider audience. It deserves it. Fact-based work should drive action. It should be what people share and it should be what people read. So being incompetent at marketing doesn't make you virtuous. It just makes you ineffective. And we need good people to be effective. And by the way, lest you think that I am letting one side or the other off the hook here, both sides of the political spectrum in the United States and also in the UK and also in Europe and also everywhere else on the planet share stupid baloney. So this is not like something one set of people does and the other set of people are way too smart. Everybody shares nonsense and we need to knock it off, which means that good stuff and people like you who are creating real content that's ethical and tells the truth need to step up our marketing game. We need to put our big person underpants on and we need to learn how to compete in the marketplace of attention. It's actually really important. It's important to us individually, and it's important to your audience. So Copyblogger is known for headlines. We have a lot of materials to help you out with headlines. We have a very cool ebook. It is free. You just go sign up for it and you get immediate access to it in our content marketing library. We also have lots and lots of articles. So I will share all kinds of links with you. All you have to do is put copyblogger.fm in your browser and you will be zoomed automatically by virtue of the internet to the right page to get all those links. You can also just go over to copyblogger.com, look at the blog, and find my blog post there, and I'll put the links for you there also. But I'll give you a couple of rules of thumb just to get your engines going. And the first thing, the first technique, if you will, that you want to do with headlines is you just want to learn, you want to get ideas for good headline structures by looking at what's working already. Now, it's really useful if when you look at a headline that, you know, does get good traction, try and figure out why it's working. You know, is it really making a big promise to the reader? Is it commanding attention with maybe an unusual word choice? You know, try and figure out why it might be working. But if you have a decent idea, a lot of times you can just take that headline and swap in your own information. And in fact, there's a technique that copywriters use. Brian Clark wrote about it ages ago, sometimes called the Cosmo technique, where you just pick up a popular magazine that's good at headlines, find one that kind of jumps out at you, and then you put your topic and your information into that headline structure and then write a piece around it. This is also, incidentally, a great way to come up with a post idea if you're just really dying for one this week and you haven't come up with anything good. So back in the day when I was publishing my personal blog, Remarkable Communication, I wrote a post called 50 Things Your Customers Wish You Knew. And it was just ripped off right from a Cosmo headline. It was like 50 Things Guys Wish You Knew. It was a tremendous post. Actually, it was great fun to write, to come up with all these things. It was a real exercise in creativity. It also just went crazy. That post did so well. So that's something you can do. You can take a strong headline that's working, that, you know, you find interesting, and then you can shape a good piece of content to fit the headline. And there's nothing wrong with that. Writing the headline first, time-honored copywriting technique, and works really well. Now, the second principle of good headlines is you always have to be able to back it up. So you don't want to run thin, weak content under a powerful headline, because all that does is get the word out really, really quickly about how crummy your content is. So make sure, you know, that your headline is not writing a check that your content can't cash. Third, good headline principle is to experiment with how strongly you word it. So sometimes with some, you know, audiences and some markets, it's useful to actually step back the hype one or two clicks. So you also want to be careful about the new cliches, like you won't believe what happened next. You know, it worked really well for like 3 weeks, and then it became kind of a self-mocking statement. Related to that, fourth headline principle is to avoid doing things just because they're clever, or because they're an in-joke, or because you're being ironic, like running headlines saying you won't believe what happened next. All of these things, cleverness, in-jokes, and irony, can work really well in content. They can work beautifully in content, but they usually bomb in headlines unless you know your audience very, very well. Typically, headlines want to be clear, and you want to promise something that actually matters to the person reading the article or listening to the podcast. And then the fifth principle of good headlines is you watch what works for your situation, not in mine situation or BuzzFeed or, you know, ProBlogger or anything else, but what's working well for you. You know, take a look at your email platform, which messages are getting opened, which blog posts are getting more traction, more traffic, more comments, more shares. And do more of what works and do less of what doesn't work for you. So we can give you all kinds of starting points, and we can give you all kinds of general ideas of best practices, but everybody has to establish our own best practices for our own specific set of circumstances. And it does definitely happen that what works well for you might not work well for me, and vice versa. So that's the background on headlines. In January's writing prompt, first thing that I would love for you to do is to come up with 20 headlines for the next thing you want to write, could be the thing you're writing right now, could be the next piece, maybe more than 20 headlines. Feel free to use that Cosmo technique to come up with some ideas. So you can actually just go to a site like magazines.com and just look at issues of popular magazines for interesting headline structures, and then think of really, really what really good pieces of content could you create that would fulfill the promise of those headlines. Do go ahead and pick up our headline ebook, because that will also give you some good structures, some good principles you can use, and just brainstorm 20, 30 headlines. And then every day this month, every day in January, I would really recommend just brainstorm a couple more, you know, 2, 3, 4 a day. Just keep a big long list of headline ideas. And some of them can be silly or kind of crazy. Actually, sometimes the crazy ones end up being working really, really well. And try and incorporate all the headline techniques you use. You learn from the copy blogger posts, from the headline ebook. Try and incorporate those techniques, and I will get you those links again at copyblogger.fm, or you can pick them up at the Copy Blogger blog. So that is our writing prompt. It might not seem creative, but it absolutely is creative. Working on headlines is really an interesting blend of, you know, art and craft. And more to the point, if you are wonderful at headlines, your content is going to do better. And CopyBlogger is really, really marked by how many gifted, talented content creators who listen to the podcast and read the blog. And I want you guys to get more eyes and ears on your content, because it's worth the attention. So I want you to get amazingly great at headlines so that your content can get more of the attention that it deserves. So every month, in addition to a writing prompt, we're going to do monthly habit prompts. And these are tweaks and, you know, little changes that you can make with the intention of creating more, producing more, and again, just sort of being happier with how your professional life is going. So this month's habit prompt today, after you finish listening to this podcast, so that might be in 5 or 6 minutes, I want you to find whatever you use for your calendar to plan out your day. And I want you to mark your highest priority first thing task for tomorrow. And I also want you to set some kind of a timer, probably on your phone or your laptop or whatever, to do that every day this month. Try and get it done by lunchtime every day. So you might have an 8 a.m. meeting tomorrow, or a 7 a.m. meeting, or a 6 a.m. meeting, or you might be doing the school run, or you might have the dog to walk. So I'm not necessarily saying that you need to do this as soon as your eyes open in the morning. You might need to define first thing. And it's possible that that will have different shapes depending on what day it is. Like when you have a, you know, your Monday morning 8 a.m. meeting, then first thing is first thing after the meeting. But the rest of the week, you can go ahead and do your first thing task, you know, as the first part of your workday. And frankly, you know yourself better than I do. So if your best first thing moment is first thing after I put my kids to bed, I am not going to judge you. You know what works for you. Most of us do actually do well to attack one important, weighty project first thing in our professional day. And you can make a commitment to do this 5 times a week, or you might prefer to do it 6 times a week or 7 times a week. And if you can, try and make that decision, you know, today, which way you want to approach it. So I'm going to introduce a challenge rule, and this rule will obtain for the entire 2017 Content Excellence Challenge, and it applies to both your writing prompt and your habit prompts. And the rule is no beating yourself up, because it really doesn't help. So if you mess up a day, if you decide, yes, I'm going to do this, and then you do it 3 times, and then you forget the rest of the week, and you don't remember again until the middle of next week, just get your first thing task identified as soon as you remember, and then, you know, jump on it tomorrow and define what is your first thing time? What's the time frame you're going to do it in? In other words, first thing after what? First thing after my first coffee, first thing after what? And then make sure you've got all the stuff you need. You know, so do you need certain reference materials? Do you need to run a session that shuts down Facebook so you can't sneak onto Facebook? You know, get yourself ready for it, but get yourself ready for it the day before. That's the habit for this month, is identifying the task the day before. It would be wonderful if you do the task. That's really good. Do your best. But the habit is to prep the task the day before. And if you mess up, you know, a couple of days in a row, you just get right back on it and do it again. Sometimes you might need to reframe it. You might say, this doesn't seem to be working, so I'm going to have to reframe it, or I'm going to have to rethink it, or I'm going to have to restructure it. So your habit prompt for this month is that every day you're going to decide what is your first thing task for the following day, and you are going to try hard to do that by lunchtime and set up any reminders or timers that you need to do so that you remember to do that. And your writing prompt is to sit down, write out 20 or 30 draft headlines. Some of them will be great. Some of them will be dopey. Use all the materials that we have to help you come up with ideas. And then every day, brainstorm a couple. Brainstorm two or three, four or five if you're feeling super ambitious. So if you're into it, you can either right here at copyblogger.fm or over at copyblogger.com on the blog. You can let us know what kind of amazing headline ideas you come up with. We'd be happy to see them and hear from them. And we would also love to hear, how is that going for you, identifying your first thing task for tomorrow? And by the way, when I say a task, I think sometimes we get too big with it and we think, well, my first thing tomorrow is going to be to like spend 4 hours cleaning the garage or something crazy like that. Try and make it something that can be contained within one, let's say, 20-minute session, a Pomodoro technique session. And I'm going to give you guys a link to a nice article I found taking exactly that approach. And he calls it Frog Legs in a Tomato Reduction. And you'll see why when you read the article. Very nicely done. And just a good little frame if you need a frame or you need a little bit of productivity motivation to get you rolling. So that's it for your January prompts. Please do drop by. Let us know how they're going. Let us know on the blog or the podcast how it's working for you. And I'll catch you next week. Take care.